at gmail.com or call in live at 903-796-6056 on KPYN AMFM and .net. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
KPYN AMFM and .net and Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs remind you to pray for and support our troops stationed at home and around the world.
My name is Specialist David Gamber, and I'd like to throw a shout out to my mom Samantha, my dad Troy, and all my siblings.
At KPYN and Dewey Moore Ford, we support our brave men and women in uniform stationed all around the world. With the We Support Our Troops campaign, messages from our troops on the radio, and messages on our social media page.
Hey, I'm Specialist Rebel. I'm saying hi to my son, Aaron. I love you, bud. I can't wait to come home and see you soon. Be great in school. Be good. Listen to your dad, and I love you.
We support and pray for our troops at Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs and KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Welcome to Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AM and FM .net. To call us live, call 903-796-6056. Here's your host of Prayer Request Friday, Truth Infusion Ministries.
Well, a wonderful Friday to all of you out there in radio land. This is Prayer Request Friday, brought to you on KPYN. In part by the KPYN and Del Giorno family, and also Truth Infusion Ministries. We got the guitar man, Dwayne Ennis, in here with me today. I'm Pastor Mike Powell from First Baptist in Redwater, and hey, we're glad to have y'all with us. We think we're on Facebook Live on Truth Infusion Ministries. Kind of got the blind lead. There we are right there in living color, Dwayne. Shazam. All right, good to see. Virginia Lang has got us. Gayla Pate's watching, so we must be bona fide right now. Glad you guys are here. Hope everybody had a great Cinco de Mayo, whatever that's worth, Dwayne. I'm not even really sure what that represents. Just a reason to eat Mexican food, I suppose. And yes, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. All right, and so today is Prayer Request Friday, three holidays in a row. Imagine that. Well, how you been doing, Dwayne?
Well, good. I'm standing in for the original guitar man himself, Kelly Wright.
Kelly Wright, another fine specimen right there.
People that don't know I'm his stunt double, we look a lot alike.
Y'all look a lot alike. Oh, that's great. Hey, listen, the telephone number here is 903-796-6056. And, hey, give us a call. We'd love to hear from your prayer requests and your praises. And, of course, you can comment those on Facebook Live, too. Dwayne's ferociously scanning the electronic airwaves over there to keep up with your prayer request and praises right there. And Dwayne is one of the musicians with the Truth Infusion Worship Band. And I think specifically if he was going to say a part, he is the rhythm guitar man. But there's a lot of numbers that Dwayne does the lead guitar work on, too. And he's equally adept at either one. I'm really building you up here, brother.
Boy, you are. My head's getting big. His headphones are going to pop off.
I'm just glad it worked out. You could be here today, and y'all weren't on the road somewhere. Y'all got a slow weekend with T.I.?
Yeah, we've got the month is busy for a couple of people, but as a band, we've got a little bit of time between now and June, unless something comes up. Of course, we do have with Roger's brother passing away. We've got we're gonna do a little
Tuesday.
Bit at his
That's
funeral.
That's gonna be Tuesday.
Yeah,
and,
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm helping Roger,
Brother Orville's church
funeral. Yeah, be a time of celebration for that and everything. And you, just a week ago today, you and your wife Brandy celebrated 4 years of matrimonial bliss.
She put up with me for four whole years so far.
Congratulations. She's tough. She knows how to hang in there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But that's a great one. But hey, do give us a call, 903-796-6056, and we'll be happy to talk with you and share a few scriptures while we're waiting on some of you to call here. And, you know, there's several ways. If you don't have a devotional Bible reading directive book or something like that, There's some that you can just come up with out of your head. And one is the month and day. Hmm. Like today is May. We're in May, so that's the fifth month. So that would be a five. And today is the seventh day, so five and seven. Find all the chapter fives in the Bible and verse sevens. You know, you can scan through several of those. That's one way. And a good one I got right here comes out of Matthew, Matthew's gospel, Matthew 5, 7. And, of course, this is during the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is doing all the blessed are or the Beatitudes. When I was a kid, I thought that was the bow ties. You know how you are when you're a kid. You get those pronounced wrong. But in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, God's word says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." I'm going to say that again for y'all in the back there. "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Now, I had an opportunity to exercise some mercy on the way up here just probably 20, 30 minutes ago. The gentleman, you're going down Highway 59, and the guy just slowly crossing across four lanes of traffic. And, we were kind of eyeball to eyeball there for a second or so. But I did blow the horn because I didn't think he saw me. I did not scream or holler or make any references to his ancestors. I just said, well, bless his heart. You know, he's probably doing the best he can. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You ever have a need for mercy, Dwayne?
I'm going to say yeah, quite often.
Only when I'm breathing.
Huh? Only when I'm breathing.
And, we all need that. Yeah.
And I like that. You know, showing mercy, you obtain mercy.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that in a worldly way doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't. But in the godly way, it makes
perfect
sense for that. And, a lot of times the word justice will come up, you know, and people will say something, oh, there just ain't no justice in the world anymore, right. You know, and things like that. Well, Hoot Hadaway, he's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he was a liquor control agent for a long time, then a justice of the peace.
He showed me some mercy when I was kind of wild and doing things I shouldn't.
Back before you got straightened
back
out.
Back before the Lord straightened me out.
I had him come speak to a men's group at another church where I was serving at the time. And he was a big man. I mean, he was his shadow weighed 100 pounds. But, man, he was strong, too, and a big, deep, low voice. And we were talking about justice before he spoke, and he said, "You know, Mike, everybody wants justice for the other man."
Right.
We all want justice for the other man, and that's not showing mercy at all like that, you know. When we see somebody dip under a red light when it just turned red, you know, or something, oh, man, where's a policeman when you need one, you know. But when we're running late for Sunday school and we dip under one, well, it's okay, you know, like that. So it's kind of a double standard.
I tell Brandy I have a permit.
You have a permit
to run stop signs and red lights.
Do you have to renew that every year?
Every year.
Every year.
I got a lifetime this last one, this gas go around.
So. Oh, me. But blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And that's from Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7 right there. And justice, maybe it's a good thing there's not justice, because if you and I and everybody on this earth, if we received justice, if we received what we deserved for our sin,
we'd be gone.
Be hell to pay. I mean, for real. And so I signed up for mercy and grace.
Yes.
And the two, sometimes they're equated to be the same thing, and they're both good things, but the difference between those is mercy is when God doesn't give us something bad that we deserve, and then grace is when God gives us something awesome that we do not deserve. And that's the opportunity for salvation if we'd trust Christ as our Savior.
What was that saying that grace, God's riches at Christ's expense? Is that right?
The acronym, God's riches at Christ's expense. I like that. And, salvation's not free. There's Kay Ernest watching. Hello, Kay.
That's right.
Judy Mize up in Sellersburg, Indiana. Good to see you. And old Tumbleweed Drift in there, good to see you. Gayla Pate, Bonafide, you bet, you bet. Good to see y'all out there, Virginia Land. So, hey, we still have the phone lines open, 903-796-6056. You give us a call here at the KPYN Studios or comment your prayer request on Facebook Live for Truth Infusion Ministries. And, again, I want to offer up a thank you to the DelGiorno family and all the folks here at KPYN Studios. They're always so friendly to us. Miss Jana just always helping, offering us coffee and stuff. And Jim, you know, he just being Jim, you know. Right. I appreciate him for that. He's a Mr. Radio Atlanta. He is right there. The man with the big voice.
He got the perfect voice for it.
Yeah, he really does. You know, he got and like us, he has faces made for radio.
Right.
And those of you watching on Facebook Live, you can see the bright orange shirt that I picked out to wear today. I look like a big Skittle sitting here on this stool, Dwayne over there. So so we read 5:9. That's one way you can do your daily Bible reading, the month and the day of the month. Today, the fifth month, the seventh verse. There's a couple of other ways you can do it, too. The Proverbs, there are 31 chapters in Proverbs. And best I can tell, Dwayne, I don't think we got a month with more than 31 days in it, do we?
Not yet. They're talking about maybe, you know, implementing daylight saving time. Extra tax day.
But the other way is, there's a little rhyme that goes with it. It says, a proverb a day keeps the devil at bay. So today is the seventh day of the month.
That doesn't sound like a bad trade.
Doesn't sound like a bad trade at all. Dwayne, can you find Proverbs 7 in your telephone there?
Let me look for it.
You got your Bible phone going on there. Harold and Kay Ernest both are watching. Good to see them. While they're talking about that, we have a few prayer requests that Jim had taken earlier, so let me go ahead and share those while you're finding that.
I found it.
He did. Yeah. Marsh Cox and the loss of a dog. Now, that might sound silly to a lot of people, but, boy, you can get really close to these pets, right. You know. They're a lot better than people a lot of ways.
If they weren't, they wouldn't use them to help people a lot. Yeah.
Prayer request for Ashley Fellers, Regina Cook, recovery for surgery, asking prayers for them. Steve Granderson has been in the hospital with two collapsed lungs and the COVID. Hopefully he's making some progress by now. Prayer request for Uncle Tracy, had COVID. Robert Rich, having surgery. Prayers for a guy named Ed with the Chinese virus. Ann Elliott, ask prayers for Jennifer's car, having issues with that. Also asking prayers for Leslie and Judy Milligan and Ethan Jackson, having issues with migraines. You ever have those, Dwayne?
Every now and then. Every now and then.
I don't know that I've ever had one. I'm a carrier, probably.
I can take a lot of things, but a headache, even a slight headache, puts me down.
Just puts you down, doesn't it? Also asked prayers for the family of one of our beloved deacons out at First Baptist Redwater, Billy McCloskey. He got his promotion this week, and we're going to have a send-off for him. His funeral service will be at First Baptist Church Redwater at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And that's just fitting for it to be there at that church. And we'll do that. A visitation will be tomorrow night, 6 to 8 at Chapelwood Funeral Home out toward Nash. So this will kind of bring us up to our first break right here. We got some more prayer requests coming in, and we will get to those as soon as we come back. So don't you run off anywhere. Go ahead and refresh your coffee cup and take care of anything else you need to do right quick. And come on back to Prayer Request Friday right here on KPYN.
Needing a commercial lot to build your business? Build it in Queen City, Texas. Right now, Queen City Economic Development Corporation has several lots located off Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas. And for qualified investors that meet a certain criteria, the land is available at no charge. To see if you qualify for land in Queen City, Texas at no charge to build your business, log on to queencitytx.org. queencitytx.org.
Frank Lanierd, East Texas Realty, specializes in the real estate market in East Texas, and he gives all of his customers personal attention. List your property with Frank Lanierd at East Texas Realty. He'll work hard to make sure that it sells at a price it's worth, and he'll do the best to advertise the property and show it to as many real estate agents and prospective buyers as possible. You can expect the same personal service from Frank when you're looking to buy a property, too. Frank Lanierd, a graduate of Texas A&M, who wants to help you with your real estate needs. Call Frank Lanierd at East Texas Realty in Linden at 903-756-7781.
This is Truth Infusion with David Markham.
Most of us are familiar with the old saying, love the sinner, hate the sin. Now, this saying is based in scriptural and biblical truth. We should hate sin because God hates sin. But we should love one another because He loves us in spite of our sin. However, I'd like to throw a little bit of truth in there and challenge you for just one moment. The scripture also tells us that we cannot remove the speck from our brother's eye if we have a log in our eye. In other words, before I can become critical of the sin in your life, I must first deal with the sin that is in my life. So let me make this statement. Love the sinner, hate the sin in yourself. Love the sinner, but hate the sin in yourself first. Now, I'd love to hear what you think at truthinfusion.com.
Listen to Truth Infusion Ministries, Tuesdays, 10 a.m., Sundays, 8:30 a.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
And we're back. Prayer Request Friday. Mike Powell, Dwayne Innes here with you, and are just eagerly awaiting your phone calls and your prayer request and your praises right there. We were talking about the memorial service for our deacon, Billy McCloskey, Billy Morris McCloskey. And Dwayne is a guy does a lot of work with the Truth Infusion Ministries that has a death in his family, too. Won't you share that with us? Roger.
Oh, yeah.
Roger's brother.
This is
Stephen Hurd.
The third thing he's, or third death he's had to deal with, I believe, in the past 6 months.
Yeah, and his family.
And his family. I mean, but the good thing about it is he knows where he's going.
That's right.
He knows where he's going, and he's going to see him again. And I think, you know, God bless Roger. He's leaned on that, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
And literally.
Really,
I mean,
does.
It makes all the difference in the world.
In the world and out of the world, too.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when somebody is saved and knowing that they're saved and knowing where they're going, when they pass, I mean, it's always sad. There's always a part of you that, you know, it's going to miss and you're going to mourn. But when you know that they are in the hands of the Almighty, Almighty God, there is no more peaceful way to experience that.
You got to be happy for them.
Absolutely.
You've got to be happy for them, and it does that.
You know, this past Wednesday, Danny Chaffin, he spoke at the youth, and Corey let him speak. And part of what he was talking about was his name Eddie?
Ed, we called him Ed, Amigo Ed.
He told a little bit of the story about Ed and gave some testimony there. And you know, how timely is God?
Well, perfect.
I mean, right, just perfect timing. And
he brought Ed all the way down to Redwater, Texarkana area, Buffalo, New York, to find Jesus. You know,
yeah, and then laid on Danny's heart during they were going to get a truck. And I believe he said Roy City that didn't pan out. So they got 2.5 hours there and 2.5 hours back that Danny got to witness to somebody. And And lo and behold, it ended up saving that man's immortal soul.
Yes, it did.
You know, and there's...
It wasn't a wasted trip.
It wasn't, and you know, there was a lot of things that went on there. One, God set something up.
Yep.
The obedience of Danny to listen to the Lord.
Right.
And to share Christ with a man who didn't know, know him. And, you know, if I know this... This radio station, Facebook Live, goes out a lot of people. If you're hearing it now or later, and there's no accidents.
No.
If you're hearing the word of God through some man or woman or whatever the medium may be, God's calling you.
It's intentional.
It's intentional. Yes, don't take it for granted. We don't know how long we've got left.
Well, we don't, do we?
But Ed's was quick, you know. What was it, 6 months maybe?
Tops, six months. And but what a neat guy, and a great personality. Of course, his manner of speech was a little different. He's from a different part of the country and everything, but his personality was just good. Ed was such a friendly guy, had kind of a gravelly voice, you know, and Danny would tell about when Ed first came to work for him at the fence company there, he'd get lost trying to come from Genoa to Texarkana every day. he would call him in and say, "Oh man, I'm lost. I'll be there in a minute." You know, it was like that. But just a great story. And even in his last days, Ed clinged to that. When he first got the diagnosis of cancer and that it was probably going to be terminal, he told Pastor Todd, he said, "I have no doubt where I'm going. I know when this life ends, I know where I'm going to be. So I have no fear, no worried about that at all. Now, I am a little bit concerned about between now and then."
Right, you know?
And that's something that we all have to deal with, the earthly life and all the travails that go along with that. But, you know, if God brings us to it, he'll bring us through it.
Absolutely.
And he never fails with that. So we're just so thankful for that.
I can't quote the verse, but maybe you can. But it's something to the effect of, the trials of this life can't compare to the glories that'll be revealed to us.
Romans 8:18.
Right.
I like it in the King James. Paul said, "For I reckon."
Reckon, right on.
You know, I mean, he talked like me right there.
Yeah.
You know, "For I reckon," basically, you know, the trials of this world are not even worth mentioning compared to the glory that God has, that he wants to manifest in us if we're just be a child of his and be obedient, and we don't have to pay dues or anything else. Hey, I see another prayer request coming in on the Facebook Live, Dwayne, and we'll share with folks from Elaine McKenzie, and they're praying for Roger and his family for their comfort. But her husband, Jeff McKenzie, passed 9 months this past Sunday, and today is his birthday, and he enjoyed Truth Infusion when they performed at our church called The Way in Siegelville. You remember going to The Way out there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Many blessings to you all. Thank you for that word, Elaine. And continued prayers for you, too, as you adjust to, I won't call it the new normal, but the new life, you know, traveling without your husband there. And I know you're finding that God is faithful to be there for you, too, as well. The other reading we were talking about before the break, the proverb a day that keeps the devil at bay or the devil away, today would be Proverbs 7. So, Dwayne, you got Proverbs 7. Do the first five verses
first
in that.
Okay.
Let's see what God's word says.
"My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, 'You are my sister,' and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words."
Boy, there are some great words right there. And, you know, in the last couple of verses, you know, talking about a seductress or something like that. That's not exclusively limited to a woman. You know, seductress can be any number of pitfalls waiting on us out there. It could be substance abuse, it could be sexual impurity, it could be stealing, you know, or any number of things like that the devil will use. And that rascal, you know, he's just got a way of trying to make something bad look good.
Right.
You know, he puts them devil glasses on you and makes it look like something you would really enjoy. And usually when it comes payday around there, you're wondering, why did I ever fall for that? Yeah. Mm. Well, looks like it's time for a break. Let the radio station pay a couple of bills right here. But we'll be back in just a little bit. Prayer Request Friday, 903-796-6056. Give us a call or give us a comment on Facebook Live, Truth Infusion Ministry. And Dwayne and I'll be right back. So y'all hang on.
Todd Shores, McClarty Ford in Texarkana, Texas has new Ford F-150 trucks in stock. So buy now at Todd Shores, McClarty Ford during the Buy Ford Now sales event. Get $2,000 cash back and $1,000 bonus cash when you buy the new 2021 Ford F-150 XLT truck. Or come to Todd Shores, McClarty Ford and get the new Ford F-150 XL Supercab SDX 4x4 with 2.7-liter V6 EcoBoost engine for only $437 per month for 36 months. It's the least we can do at Todd Shores, McClarty Ford in Texarkana during the Buy Ford Now sales event going on now. Plus, choose from the area's best selection of pre-owned vehicles at the best possible price. And as always, at Todd Shores McClarty Ford, we want your trade no matter how much you owe, even if you don't buy from us. Todd Shores McClarty Ford is paying top dollar for trades. So hurry into Todd Shores McClarty Ford, 3232 Summerhill Road, Texarkana, Texas. Shop online at McClarty.com. See dealer for complete details or call 903-792-7121.
If you're planning a visit to or passing through Atlanta, Texas, plan your stay at Travel Inn and Suites on US 59. For travel, pleasure, or business, Travel Inn and Suites is a smart choice. Travel Inn and Suites in Atlanta, Texas now offers extended stay with weekly and bi-weekly rates. To book your stay at Travel Inn and Suites on US 59 in Atlanta, Texas, or for more information, call 903-796-7121. That's 903-796-7121. Or log on to www.travelinandsuites.net.
Topps Western World is steep in tradition of taking care of all your needs. For the farmer hunt, lease, see Topps for good quality brand name used tractors and implements. Motorcycle riders love Topps for their huge leather department. And if you're rodeoing or trail riding, see Topps for all your saddle and tack needs. And now Topps has in stock Smarty Roping Dummies. Come on by and visit a local hometown business supplying their customers' needs and sample some good country service. The one, the only, Topps next door to Topps Trailers Industrial Exit off I-20, Bossier City, Louisiana.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast from the KPYN Weather Center. Sunny today and a high of 80. Tonight mostly clear, low 57. Saturday sunny and a high of 86. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, I'm Robert Del Giorno. For the weather station, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net is your radio station for the original Trading Post. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. The original Trading Post is hosted by Jim Big D Davenport.
Hello, Jim. I have an item that I would like to put on the Trading Post this morning.
Buy, sell, trade, live on air. Get local news, sports, weather, church news, community news, this day in history, local birthdays, celebrity birthdays, funeral announcements, and much, much more. Keep up with all the local garage sales, yard sales, and estate sales. Hear from interesting guests. It's all on the morning show, often imitated, never duplicated. The original Trading Post.
Hello, Jim. Got a couple of items I want to put on Trading Post this morning.
Monday through Thursday morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is Larry Elder. Every day, in every way, we make the argument that the individual needs to be empowered. We got to get the government off the backs of job creators. As my dad used to say, I never got a job from a poor person. Let's stop making people who want to make a buck a villain. Let's start celebrating people that take risks. After all, this country was built on people who take risks. On the next Larry Elder Show.
The Larry Elder Show, weekday evenings from 5 to 8 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, Cass County's news leader.
And you're listening to Prayer Request Friday right here on KPYN, brought to you by that same station and Truth Infusion Ministries. And Dwayne and I was talking on the break. If you're not watching us on Facebook Live, we need to remind all you folks about this Sunday coming up, and that day is, Dwayne?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Honor your mamas, or somebody's mama. If your mother's no longer with you, honor somebody else's mother. And we plan to do that at our church Sunday morning, have a recognition for them. I'm not sure what, you know, they usually single out a couple of mothers to get a special prize, you know, like the one with the most kids present. And
oldest mother.
Yeah, the oldest mother. You know, that's always, you got to be kind of delicate on that.
Right. Are you calling old?
Let's see. How many of you old ladies out there? How long you been a mother or something? So I don't know. Pastor Todd's wisdom will prevail right. In that, I'm sure.
Got to wait with words.
Do that. Yeah, we will. Hey, if you want to give us a call, 903-796-6056, or you can comment your prayer request on Facebook Live, Truth Infusion Ministries page. And good to have you with us. And Dwayne, let's see. You said Truth Infusion Ministries. Y'all got some events coming up here before too long. You want to share with the folks?
Well, we've got a little, we send prayer requests back and forth to each other.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted to say is, you know, this hour, these prayers, they continue.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't stop from here. So if you're thinking you didn't, you know, that it's just call in and we pray and it's done, it's not. It goes on for as long as it needs to. And so here's an example that got sent out to the guys for a boy named Colt Hadaway, had his second heart surgery, and we want to continue to keep praying for him. And I think Roger said they had prayed for him before, but we want to continue that. Somebody had sent that out yesterday, and a guy, it didn't say his name here that I know of, but he has a brain tumor. The thing about this is God knows. He's got kidney and lungs problems. So we're constantly praying for folks and each other. So
that's good.
You know, take comfort in that.
Hey, we got a call coming in. So hey, let's go check on that. Good morning. Welcome to Prayer Request Friday.
Good morning.
Hello, Miss Sue.
How are you all?
Oh, we're doing good. I was hoping we'd hear from you this morning.
Yeah, I'm good this morning.
I've never talked to you when you didn't feel like you was good.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Aren't we all, sweetheart? Aren't we all, sweetheart?
Sir.
What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I'm just asking for prayer for my entire family and everyone else that's standing in the need of prayer. And just asking prayer. I'm putting my granddaughter back on the prayer list, Regina Cook.
All right.
She's doing very well. She's back in the hospital, but she'll be out soon. They drawing fluid off her lung.
Okay. Get it where she can breathe a little easier then.
Say what?
Where she can breathe a little easier then, get that fluid off.
Oh, yeah, she'll breathe better when they get that fluid off. And just pray for everybody, the entire world. Oh, yes, Lord, because we need the Lord, because we just can't make it by ourselves.
More than ever. We need him now more than ever, don't we, Miss
Sue? Sure enough do. Sure enough do. But, you know, people don't understand the Bible is full of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Bible is full of feelings.
The the scriptures, you know, in a couple of places refer to the mystery of the gospel, and it's only a mystery to those who have not known it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
we understand it, but to those that don't, it is a mystery. It is a mystery till somebody like us puts our arm around them or takes them in and befriends them and just shows them the love of Christ, and then it won't be a mystery when
that's
they come
right
to understand it through His Word. So thank God for the gospel.
Yes, thank God for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, let
I
us
tell you, God is all power.
Yes, ma'am. That's anything good comes from Him, and anything bad comes from us, doesn't it?
That's right. Pray for all those that are sick and shut in this morning.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Pray for all the ones that are bereaved this morning.
Mm-hmm.
One behind the prison wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, just Lord. Pray for our government.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We need you.
Well, let's pray.
Jesus.
Let's pray, Miss Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Father, we come to you in the name of the great I Am and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, bringing our petitions to you. Mm-hmm. And we know you hear and answer every prayer, Lord, in your own perfect time and your own perfect way. And Lord, I ask you, first of all, just bless Miss Sue. Yeah. Just bless her some way she never expected. Lord, we're thanking you in advance for facilitating the healing in Regina Cook.
Oh,
she's
yeah
in the hospital having this fluid drawn off of her lungs, Lord. Just pray for Miss Sue's entire family.
Yeah.
Lord, those behind the prison walls, those that are ill, those that are bereaved. Lord, everybody that's standing in the need of prayer, and that's everybody. Lord, we pray for this country. Lord, we know that you're able. So, Lord, help us to do our part to stay on our knees for this country. And we know you're able to turn it back into one nation under God, Lord. So we thank you for that.
Yes.
We thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Miss Sue, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and God bless all the mothers for Mother's Day.
Yes, ma'am. How many children do you have, Miss Sue?
I have three.
Three? Okay.
Well, I have two sons and one daughter.
All right. Well, we're praying that you'll be blessed by them this weekend as well.
Yes, sweetheart. Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we love you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Perfect timing there, Miss Sue. All right, time for another break. You know, you're listening to the fastest hour of the week right here on Prayer Request Friday. Dwayne, it just goes by faster than a White House subpoena, you know. But we'll be back in just a little bit. So 903-796-6056, or you can comment your prayer requests and praises to Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page on the Facebook Live. We'll be back directly.
The goal of Dirksen Memorial Hospice is to provide timely, effective pain and symptom management in addition to emotional and spiritual support to the family 24 hours a day with the same compassion, dignity, and respect we'd give our own families. We believe in placing control back in the patient's hands by tailoring care to their needs and desires and allowing them to stay home, whether that is a nursing facility, assisted living, or personal residence. It is our true belief that quality of life is just as important as the quantity of life. Dirksen Memorial Hospice, the right choice for your loved one.
Discount Wheel and Tire on Loop 59 in Atlanta is as down home as beans and cornbread. When you bring your car or truck to Discount Wheel or Tire for new tires or service, you're bringing it to your friends you can trust. During these difficult times, we can help. We can come pick up your vehicle and deliver it back to you fixed. Stop by or call Discount Wheel and Tire today. We're on Loop 59 in Atlanta. Call 903-796-6777. That's 903-796-6777. That's Discount Wheel and Tire. Come by and give them a try.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net. Advertise your garage sale on the garage sale page of KPYN's website at www.kpyn.net. Simply email us your information regarding your garage sale to tradingpost@kpyn.net or call us live on the original Trading Post Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. at 903-796-6056 and tell us about your garage sale. We'll post it on the garage sale page of the KPYN.net website. The garage sale page on the KPYN.net website is also a great way for shoppers to keep up with all the garage sales in Cass County. The garage sales page on KPYN.net is brought to you by Reliable Alarm Service, LLC. Call Reliable Alarm Service today about your security needs at 870-653-5160. And stay tuned to the original trading post for all the current garage and yard sales going on in Cass County. Keep up with and advertise your garage sales on the garage sale page. Sponsored by Reliable Alarm Service at KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
And we're back with you on Prayer Request Friday on KPYN, KPYN.net, Facebook Live, Truth Infusion Ministries page, and anywhere else you want it to be. Mm-hmm. Dwayne, it is here with me this morning. Mike Powell right here behind the microphone with the big bright orange shirt on. And glad you all have joined us. We talked about two different methods of daily Bible reading, one being the month and the day. Like today will be the month number 5, day number 7. So any book in the Bible, chapter 5, verse 7, look those over. The other is the proverb a day. Today is the 7th day of the month, so you would read Proverbs 7 and do that. The other one goes to the Psalms, and it's called Psalms Skip 30. And you start out like the Proverbs, like Psalm 1 would be the first psalm that you would read today. And then you add 30 to that, which would be Psalm 37, and add 30 to that, be Psalm 67, and so forth and so on. So you, in the month's time, you cover the whole book of Psalms that way if you do that. And today, one of today's psalms would be Psalm 37. And a lot of people are discouraged about corruption in government, corruption in high places, just corruption in the world in general. And God didn't leave us hanging on that. He had David to write these words down with reference to the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. The righteous people, we've got quite a heritage, but boy, those wicked, they got calamity, don't they? So we're going to start at verse 1. And why don't you read that for him, Dwayne? Read verse 1 through 4. We'll start right there.
Do not fret because of evildoers. Stop right there.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Let's talk about that verse 4. Yeah. Delight yourself in the Lord. Now, what does that, how do you do that? What? How do you look at that? What's the process in delighting yourself in the Lord? Dwayne, how do you see that?
Wow. You know, I think that took a little bit to figure out what that meant. You know, because first of all, you have to learn to trust.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to trust that what God says he's doing, what he says he can do, what he will do, faith. You know, it comes down to that. And then that part, then along with that, there becomes a peace.
Absolutely.
Because anything that if you trust in the Lord and you have your full faith in him, then all of a sudden you realize that everything you've been worrying about or thinking about has a plan, has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So once you realize that, then you are free,
right,
to just live and be comfortable wherever God's got you.
Yeah.
So having your trust and your faith in the Lord opens up a door of freedom. And then wherever God sends you, it's fulfilling. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Whenever God gives you a direction and you follow that direction, no matter what the circumstances around you seem to be, it's a fulfilling purpose in your life because you are in the will of God, and there's no better, no more fulfilling, wonderful, delightful, whatever beautiful words you want to put on it.
Can that be uncomfortable sometimes?
It can be very uncomfortable.
Especially when he has you do something, well, I've never done that before.
It's not about comfort. It's about faith.
There
right?
you go. That's what we need to remember. Hey, if you're not comfortable with it, it's something you've never done before, God's growing you.
Yeah.
He's taking the rough edges off of you. He's forming us into be the product that he wants us to be. And so if we delight ourselves also in the Lord, that means if we're delighted in Him, we're going to be delighted in His Word too. And every bit of His Word, the whole counsel of God's Word, and not just pick a little piece here and a piece there and say, well, I'm going to live by that. you need the whole counsel of that.
I wish I could remember. I'm terrible with like pulling verses out. Maybe you do, but I know somewhere, you know, and I think it's Paul is talking about every trial, everything you experience mm-hmm. is to make you, to hone you in, to,
right.
to make you more like Christ, to make, so that you can, so when things come, every little thing builds up, so when the next trial comes, you can look back on the one that right. you've been through, and you know that God's going to bring you through.
Yeah, He came through that one. He'll come through on this
the next one
too.
And every step, you're more like Christ. You're more trusting.
I kind of like
faith.
I like to compare it to a cedar chest. You know, a lot of times they called it a hope chest in mm-hmm. the old days, but a big cedar chest, big piece of nice furniture, always smooth, man, shiny, you know, varnished and everything, just a really slick piece of furniture, a cedar chest. But if you look at cedar wood in its raw form, you know, like say a trunk of a cedar tree or something, it can be some of the most scraggliest, splinteriest wood in its raw form like that. But when the lumberjack cuts the logs and they take them to the mill and they run through these machines that cut them into either 2x4s or whatever size lumber they want, like that, it's still rough. You know, the surface of it is rough and everything. So they run it through machines like I think they call a planer.
Yeah.
And it got some real sharp, high-speed blades. And basically, when you run that piece of wood through there, it just grinds a bunch of it off the surface of it, and you know, it removes some of it mm-hmm. with force, with trauma. It removes it, and but eventually, after it gets smooth and ruined, sanded down, and everything, it becomes that beautiful cedar chest. Looks nothing like the scraggly cedar wood in its raw form.
That's
you
cool.
and I are kind of like that too. God's whenever something bad's happening to us, and instead of saying, "Well, why me, Lord? I'm trying to do right or something," hey, thank Him that He's taking the rough edges off of us. He's making us a more beautiful product for Him, a more beautiful witness for Him, more importantly.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So be a cedar chest, Dwayne.
And too, I'm trying.
Yeah.
And, you know, those testimonies, those things that happen, you know, they're not just for you to keep to yourself.
No, no.
You know, they... you know,
the test brings a testimony.
I know what I know what people say, what they generally mean when they say, "Hey, you know, can you give us your testimony?"
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, life is full of testimonies. You have testimony day after day after day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one testimony, you know, and most of the time you're not even speaking. You're not even talking to anybody when you're
Come
giving
on.
Testimony.
Come on,
you know?
You're right. You're right. We live our testimony.
We live our testimony, and that, I think that probably speaks higher volumes than anything we say. So
that's another reason we got to we as Christ followers, we really got to watch how when a crisis comes
right.
up, which is really an opportunity, is what it is. But do we react to it or do we respond to
right.
it? You know, do we knee jerk? Or do we think, you know, what would Christ have me to do in this situation, to do like that? And you know, discouragement with the government is one of those things, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you see things that you really believe are corrupt or something, it, you know, it's not that you would embrace something like that. You know, we lament that. We're saddened by that and everything. But then we should be encouraged, too, by the fact that as a Christ follower, this is not our home.
No.
And all these things that happen here are temporary. Yea, verily, they're not going to last forever. Let's skip down just a second. The verse 7. Here's some encouragement right there. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
Yeah.
Evildoers should be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Words of encouragement right there. So just wait on the Lord. Cease from anger. Even over in James, you know, he tells us, the wrath of man worketh not the mm-hmm. righteousness of God. So when you get down to it, number one, we probably don't have a right to be mad about anything. Number two, it's not going to do any good.
Right.
And you know what happens to me when I get mad? If I don't keep my mouth shut, I'm going to say something stupid.
Yeah.
The madder I get, the stupider I get. And it's just because you're reacting instead of responding. You're not ruminating or marinating on the situation, seeking God's will before you make your response or your reaction and do that. So, man, just being mad. Yeah, things are going to disappoint us. Things are going to get our attention and anger us or anything, but really in the long scheme of things,
God's got it, right?
He's got it. He's got it. He's undefeated. That's never going to change. he always will be.
It's conveniently located in the heart of Atlanta at 301 South Louis Street. They offer a wide range of memorial designs from traditional style to a completely custom headstone design. There's no need to go out of town to purchase your headstone because Hopkins Memorial's prices are affordable and they will meet or beat any competitor's price. That's Hopkins Memorials at 903-796-3586.
Prom season is here, and Atlanta Floral and Gifts at 113 East Main Street in Atlanta can help you find the perfect tux to rent for your big night. Atlanta Floral and Gifts is your local Jim's formal wear headquarters with dozens of tuxedo styles and thousands of colorful accessory combinations to fit your budget. Stop by Atlanta Floral and Gifts today to make your selection, and while you're there, you can also order your corsage and boutonniere. Atlanta Floral and Gifts, 113 East Main in Atlanta, 903-796-4149.
KPYN AM FM and .net is Cass County's undisputed news leader. One thing we learned about most during the coronavirus crisis is that KPYN was there with news every hour on the hour.
We're battling the virus on every front, speeding relief to our workers and pursuing therapies and vaccines at record speed. We have many companies right now.
The commitment to news continues. As other news sources cut back their news coverage, KPYN is doing just the opposite.
Atlanta Mayor Travis Ransom has thrown his hat in the ring for the U.S. Congress.
KPYN will continue with news updates every hour, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Plus, get news online all the time at kpyn.net. Got a news tip? Call the news tip hotline at 903-796-2817. That's 903-796-2817. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. We are Cass County's news leader since 1950. We are KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is Cass County's news, sports, and weather station.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right, Dwayne, we kind of let the commercial slip up on us there for a little bit. Sorry about that abrupt stop. We got just about a minute left on a prayer request Friday today. We've enjoyed being with you. Dwayne,
absolutely.
I've enjoyed hanging out with you, brother.
Yeah, man, we should go eat and talk about it.
Yeah, we'll go eat and critique what all we messed up here today. But, hey, next Friday, somebody will be back here with you on KPYN, KPYN.net for Prayer Request Friday. And you can just about always catch that on Facebook Live. Hello, Linda Andrews. Good morning to you, too, by the way. Facebook Live, and we'll have the telephone lines open at 903-796-6056. And golly, just we'll go ahead and right now and say Happy Mother's Day
Happy
to
Mother's
each
Day.
And every one of you mothers and grandmothers out there, stepmothers. And, you know, some ladies have performed the mother function. They never maybe physically experienced childbirth, but maybe they've adopted children or are married into a family with children. You know, we recognize those as well too. And a lot of mothers that have served as a mother to children that weren't their own, maybe neighborhood children or children less fortunate, you know, not able to have active, godly parents in their life. We salute you mothers.
Absolutely.
Nobody can do what you girls do. And we know there'll be lots of stars in your crowns up there when we get to glory here one of these days. Well, Dwayne, you got a big weekend lined up?
Oh, we'll see. Plenty to do, but may go to air show.
All right, go watch some airplanes down at Barksdale down there. Well, we're going to go ahead and tell you goodbye on this Mother's Day weekend. For Dwayne Ennis, Mike Powell right here, God bless you. I hope you have a red letter weekend.
Amen.
And some of us will see you next Friday, 10 o'clock a.m. for Prayer Request Friday on KPYN.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Request Friday. Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN